我们上个礼拜在这里讲到人有惧怕，这是正常的。
Last week we said that it's normal for humanity to have fear.
但是怎样的性质的惧怕
？But the nature of this fear.
以及怎样圣洁的惧怕
？And whether this fear is a holy one.
又怎样得胜了不应该有的惧怕
？And how do we have victory over unnecessary fear?
这才是超常的。
This is abnormal.
才是 supernormal. 当我们提到人间平常的惧怕的时候
，When we talk about normal fears of life，
我们提到七大惧怕。
We have mentioned that there are seven different types.
这个七大的惧怕是什么呢
？What are these seven？
我们惧怕环境突然的改变。
We fear a sudden change in our environment.
我们惧怕那些呢，我们没有办法控制的事情。
We fear things that we cannot control.
我们惧怕超越我们经验，我们从来没有经历过的事情。
We fear experiences that we have not had.
我们惧怕对生命构成威胁同毁灭的能力。
We fear power that threatens our life.
我们惧怕我们已失去我们原有的，有个新的改变。
We fear the things that we have lost.
我们惧怕灾祸、天灾人祸的临到。
We fear the coming of catastrophe and disasters.
我们惧怕那邪恶的人给我们的诡计。
And then we fear evil people.
我们更惧怕不但是这些事情，就是重大的责任临到我们的时候，我们不知道怎么样应付。
We also fear when great responsibilities come.
这些的范围的惧怕是人都有的。
These are common fear of men.
但是神允许我们说，你们不要怕。
But God said, "Do not be afraid."
因为这一切是神给我们的重任。
If all these are responsibilities that God has given to us,
神从来没有命令之前不先给应许。
God will always give us a promise before He gives us a command.
这些的苦难是神是许可。
If all these difficulties are allowed by God,
神从来没有试炼一个人没有给他好的结果。
God will not try a person without a good conclusion.
这是神使我们经过一个从来没有的经验，在死荫幽谷里面。
If God allow us to have an experience through the valley of the shadow of death,
神从来撇下他的子民，没有与他们同在。
He will never leave his people without being with them.
这就是圣经说你们不要怕，只要信我与你同在的这些话的根据。
And this is why the Bible says, "Do not be afraid; just believe, and I will be with you."
神是不变的神，是信实的神，是出言必行的神。
Our God is faithful and immutable; He will be faithful to His own promises.
所以他的诚信真实，成了他应许的基础跟保障。
His faithfulness is the foundation and guarantee of His promises.
那么神的应许什么意思呢
？What is the promise of God?
就是预先把意象告诉我们。
God gave us His promise in that He tells us His vision.
使命之前给我们保证。
He gave us a guarantee before we are sent forth.
Promise 这个字在拉丁文就是 pre the mission 的意思。
And so in Latin, promise means pre-mission.
The mission 没有给你以前。
Before the mission comes.
Pre 就是还没有以前。
Before the whole thing.
他把应许给我们。
He will give us His promises.
这样一个上帝不会撇下我们。
A God like that would not forsake us.
他不会丢弃我们。
He will not leave us alone.
他不会让我们孤孤单单走死荫的幽谷。
He will not leave us alone through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以诗人说，我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
The psalmist says, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff comfort me.
杖在牧人的手中是什么呢
？What is a staff?
竿在牧人手中又是什么呢
？And the rod in the hand of a shepherd.
杖是保护、引回失败、流离的羊的一个工具。
A staff is an object that you use to bring back lost sheep.
牧人手中的杖是圆形的，然后折下来。
A staff has a curve.
当一只羊走迷的时候
，When the sheep goes astray,
他就用这个杖把它勾回来了。
He will just hook the sheep.
你明白吗？所以这个圆形的上面这个地方就是勾引，把它带回来。把它牵回羊圈，牵回牧人保护的范围的这个力量。
And the shepherd therefore uses the staff to bring the sheep back under his own protection.
那么杆是什么呢
？What about the rod?
杆是一根比较短的东西，上面像榴莲一样很多的很尖的刺在上面。
A rod is a rod with spikes on top.
所以呢，杆跟杖是不一样的。
They are two different things.
杖表示牧羊人的保护。
The staff represent the protection of the shepherd.
杆表示牧羊人的生气。
The But the rod represents his anger.
杖表示牧羊人的引导。
The staff represents his guidance.
杆表示牧羊人的管教。
And the rod is rebuke.
当你走错路，他把你带回来。
When you go astray, he will bring you back.
慈神爱说，把你牵引回到他的祭坛一样。
It comes about as if God in his love bring us back.
当你背逆不听话的，他就斥你，他就管教你。
But when you go astray, he may chastise you.
所以神用他的管教使我们不孤单。
And so God used all these methods to make us be with him.
神用他的引导使我们不流离失所。
And his guidance will help us not to be lost.
所以说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
So the psalmist says, I will not fear although I walk through the valley of the shadow of
death. 因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
你的杖，你的杆都什么？
Your rod and your staff
都安慰我
，comfort me。
当你把我牵引回来的时候，我的安慰。
When you guide me back, I am comforted。
当你使我受苦、受鞭打、管教的时候，我还是受安慰。
But I am also comforted when you chastise me。
你注意看，没有宗教这样讲的。
No religion will say in this way。
只有基督教说，上帝用患难安慰人。
Only Christianity says God comfort us with difficulties。
上帝管教安慰人。
And God comfort us with His chastisement.
不可轻看全能者的管教。
We ought not to despise the chastisement of the Almighty.
受他管教的必得平安。
And those who have been chastised by Him will receive peace.
这些词句不是乱写的。
And these are not haphazard verses.
不是由信徒来随便写一个词填上去的。
Or just words chosen randomly.
因为这是神的真理。
Because this is the truth of God.
神的启示。
The revelation of God.
每个词背后的真正的意义，就是神要我们明白的真理。
The true meaning behind every verse is the truth that God wants us to know.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我已经对你们说，全本圣经不要怕，不要怕，但当枪，我与你们同在，不要怕，只要信。这种话有几次啊？
I've already told you that the Bible has many occurrences of
being afraid. 你记得吗？有几次啊
？How many times?
365次。
365。
刚好正月一日到12月31日，每天用一次。
Beautifully, from January 1st to 31st of December, every day.
从岁首到年终。
From the beginning to the end of the year.
主的应许成为我们力量。
The promises of God becomes our strength.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
我们已经思想了什么惧怕是常有的。
We already talk about what sort of fear are common.
靠着主可以得胜这些惧怕。
Through the Lord, we can have victory over these fears.
今天我们的题目转过来，什么惧怕是应当有的。
And today we want to look at the kind of fear we ought to have.
我们求主保守我们有这些的惧怕。
And we ask that the Lord grant us this sort of fear.
这样当怕应当怕，不当怕的不当怕。
So we need to fear things we ought to fear and not fear things we ought not to fear.
自从我们犯罪以后呢？
After we have sinned,
亚当堕落以后
，After the fall of Adam,
人才能当怕不怕，不当怕乱怕。
We get it the other way round. We fear things we ought to, we fear things we ought not to fear.
是我们的感情错乱了
，And our emotions are all upside down.
当感情圣化的程序在进行中的时候
，But when you sanctify your emotions,
我们慢慢认定我们应当怕的，我们就应当怕。
Slowly we will recognize the things that we ought really to fear.
而且我们也祷告求主保守我们这些伟大的怕。
And we ought to ask God to preserve this holy fear within us.
Kennedy 曾经讲一句话。
Kennedy once said.
这句话在他很多其他不大重要的话中间显出特别重要。
And this word is considered important.
为什么呢
？Why?
How the American people, I tell you, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
因为他说美国人，你唯一需要惧怕的就是惧怕。
你们唯一应当怕的就是怕什么？怕你心中还有怕。
You ought to fear the fact that there is fear in your heart.
你能够把怕除掉，什么都不会怕。
When you get rid of this fear, there's nothing to fear.
你怕保留，什么都怕。
But when you preserve this fear, you will fear of everything.
你应当怕的就是怕这个东西，你怕它，把它丢掉，你什么都不怕。
So you ought to be afraid of fear itself.
那这句话对不对呢？有对的地方。
There are some truth to what we say.
但是圣经告诉我们，有一些怕是不可丢掉的。
But the Bible says certain fear we ought not to get rid
of. 这些惧怕跟神永远的旨意有关系。
Because these fears are linked with the eternal will of God.
圣洁的惧怕。
They are holy fear.
这是每一个人都应当有的。
This is something we all ought to have.
现在我们直接就谈到这个圣洁的惧怕的问题。
Let us talk about this holy fear then.
基督徒应当怕什么呢
？What should Christians fear?
应当敬畏上帝。
We need to fear God.
对上帝的敬畏跟这种圣洁的惧怕是永远。 不可丢失的。
This holy fear towards God ought not to be discarded forever.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
敬畏上帝是智慧的开端。
敬畏上帝。
When you fear God,
是不是等于对他产生惧怕，不敢亲近他？不是。
Does that mean that you are afraid of him? No.
敬畏上帝乃是使我们怕我们不能亲近他，所以为了继续亲近他，就要敬畏他。
We ought to fear God, we ought to fear that we cannot get close to him.
所以这个很反合性的一个感情。
This is a paradoxical feeling.
我们应当敬畏上帝。
We ought to fear God.
一个人如果对上帝连惧怕的心都没有的话，
If a person does not even fear God,
他就成为一个令人感到很可怕的人物。
He will be a person that is quite horrifying.
你对上帝的怕，使人对你不必怕。
Your fear of God will create a situation where other people will not fear you.
你对上帝什么都不怕，人人都会怕。
But when you do not fear God, others will be afraid of you.
这种对上帝的圣洁的惧怕叫做敬畏。
This holy fear is a honor.
敬畏不但不使我们与上帝之间没有交通跟团契。
This sort of holy fear does not block us from God.
但是这个敬畏使我们用圣洁的态度亲近他，到他的面前享受他。
But you allow us to enjoy the presence of God with a holy attitude.
所以敬畏上帝这种圣洁的惧怕是我们都应当有的。
And all of us therefore ought to have this holy fear of God.
一个人敬畏神，他就尊重神的主权。
When a person fears God, he will honor God's sovereign will.
一个人敬畏神，他就顺从神的威严。
When a person fears God, he will obey God's command.
一个人顺敬畏神，他就看重神的命令。
And when a person fears God, he will place great emphasis on His command.
神为什么把律例、法规、所有的这个规条、吩咐一条一条赐给我们的？
Why did God give us so many different commandments?
上帝把这些的命令赐给人，是不是约束人、限制人，使人没有自由呢？
Are these things that rob us of our freedom?
如果是这样的话，我们就感到上帝啊，你真是太威严、太苛刻了。我因为你，我没有得到自由，我讨厌你。
If this were the case, we would hate God because He has robbed us of all freedom of thought.
但事情刚好相反过来。
But it is exactly the opposite.
所以当你说 I am now riding on the freeway,
when you say that you are now on the freeway,
我就问你 how come this is called freeway?
问题是为什么这个叫做公路？
Because the freeway is free of motorcycles.
是不是因为没有这个摩托车？
The freeway is free of bicycles.
是不是没有这个电单车跟脚踏车？
So the freeway is free of those ox or carriages or马车牛车，
是不是因为没有马车牛车？
所以我是 very free，
so it's very free，
没有轿车出来，没有三轮车出来，
no choice，
我就自由了。
So I'm free。
所以 so called freeway is not free for bicycles。
但是公路对这个脚踏车来说不是自由的。
你的自由就是变得不自由。
So your freedom creates a loss of freedom for others。
变得自由使你不自由。
Another freedom will rob you of your freedom.
用什么样的角度去明白律法跟命令呢？
So how do we understand the relationship between the law and commandment of God?
上帝赐下律法，
when God gave us the law,
到底是不是要限制我们呢？
Is it to constrain us?
上帝赐下律法，
when God gave us commandment,
到底是不是禁止、限制我们的自由呢？
Is it to limit our freedom?
你说是啊。
You say yes.
如果路上没有红灯，
If there is no traffic light,
我就更自由了。
I will be very free.
路上没有警察，
If there are no traffic police,
我就更自由了。
I am even
more free. 如果考场没有人监考，
If there is no inspector in the examination hall,
我就更自由了。
I am very free.
如果医生不给我那些吃的单，我什么都可以吃，那就更自由了。
If the doctor does not prescribe anything to me, I am very free.
医生说你不可以吃太多糖，
The doctor says don't take too much sugar.
因为你有糖尿病，
Because you have diabetes.
医生说你不可以吃太多盐，
The doctor says don't take so much salt.
因为你有血压高。
Because you have
医生说你不可以吃太多油。
The doctor say don't take so much oil.
你有心脏的病。
You have heart problem.
这些限定不可不可不可，原来医生妒忌我，不喜欢我吃糖。
All these constraints tell me that my doctor does not like me.
故意害我，知道糖很好吃。
He knows that sugar is nice.
所以用这种 医生的命令，这样骄傲就限制我这个不可不可，这样没有良心的人。
As a doctor, he's so arrogant and he gave you so much constraint.
医生给你限定，给你禁止，给你范围的时候，动机是为了爱你或者为了恨你呢？
The question is, when the doctors give you all this limitation, is it because he loves you or because he hates you?
你自己想想看。
You got to think about yourself.
如果没有红灯，我就自由了。
If there's no traffic light, I'm very free.
如果没有红灯，你就自杀了。
Actually, you will die earlier.
不是自由了。
It is not freedom.
你自喜灾难的。
You will find disaster.
你自找危险的。
You will find danger.
所以这样的圣经用一个很特别的字描写律法为什么赐下来。
The Bible uses a special term to talk about the law.
这是从雅各书里面告诉我们。
We can see this in the book of James.
使人自由的律法。
The law that sets us free.
大家说一二三，使人自由的律法。那这跟耶稣所讲的话是一样的。
This is the same with what Christ said.
耶稣，你们要晓得真理，真理就是你们自由。
Jesus Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
啊，真理怎么样使人自由呢
？How does the truth set us free?
我想保罗是唯一最明白这句话的意思的。
The Apostle Paul understood this.
所以保罗说：“你们用真理束腰啊。”
So he says, "You ought to wear the belt of truth."
真理给你自由，怎么自由？先把你约束，你才有自由。
The first thing that the truth gives to you is to constrain you.
男孩子跟女孩子不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference between a man and a woman?
男孩子用皮带，用等于没有用。
A man uses a belt that has no function.
女孩子没不用皮带，没有用，等于用。
But for a girl, that she doesn't use a belt, but actually there's a function.
男孩子看见皮带，看等于看不见。
When a man looks at the belt, it is quite invisible to him.
女孩子没有用皮带，她眼睛看见看不见的皮带。
But the woman can see an invisible bell.
为什么呢？
Why do
因为当男孩子看到东西好吃的时候，他有皮带就一个洞一个洞一直放松。
Because when a man sees good food, he will loosen his belt.
所以他越来越自由，越自由。
And he will more and more freedom.
自由到最后变成大胖子。
In the end, he become very fat.
又在走路不自由。
No freedom anymore.
这个叫做自由的不自由。
This is a freedom that comes.
那么女孩子呢？看到东西很好吃，她不再吃了。
But when a girl look at good food, they will
say, 你们不要客气，再吃再吃，他的不不，谢谢谢谢，饱了饱了。
The girl will say, oh, I have enough.
为什么他真的饱了吗？女孩子常常说谎话。
It is not true, they always lie.
他不是真的饱了。
It is not that they have enough.
因为他自己被指出不能再吃下去，再吃下去，我一胖了，我的衣服都瘦了。
Because they know that they will get fat and they cannot get into the clothing.
所以他有一个看不见的腰带继续约束自己。
So she has an invisible belt.
对男人来说是自由产生了不自由。
For men, we lose our freedom by using our freedom.
对女人来说是因为不自由才有走路的自由。
For a woman, because she's not free, she has the freedom to.
这样你就明白了圣经所讲的意思的。
Then you will understand how the.
你们要晓得真理。
That you will know the truth.
真理就使你们自由。
And the truth will set you free.
你要怎样才有自由呢
？How do you get this freedom?
要用真理约束自己的腰。
You need to use the belt of truth.
所以，这个不自由才达到自由。
The lack of freedom in this way gives you true freedom.
这是圣经奥妙的地方。
This is where the Bible is wonderful.
耶稣同一个时代有另外一个人叫做西尼卡。
There's another person in the era of Jesus by the name of
Seneca. 罗马的一个思想家。
He was a Roman thinker.
这个人是斯多派的哲学家。
He was a Stoic.
他讲差不多相同的话。
He said something similar.
他说呢 ，Truth never make you rich.
真理不会使你富有。
真理不会给你发财。
It will not make you rich.
在新年讲发财比较容易明白。但是真理使你得到自由。
But truth will give you freedom.
Truth will never make you rich, but truth will surely set you free.
真理不会使你发财，但是会给你自由。
所以圣经讲的是没有错的。
So the Bible is right.
使人自由的律法。
The law that sets us free.
那一个人惧怕上帝。
When a person fears God.
敬畏上帝的时候。
And have honor God.
他一定尊重神给他的约束。
He will honor the constraint that God has given
to him. 他一定佩服神赐下律法。
And he will respect the law that God has given.
甘心用真理的约束来维护自己的自由
，and willingly constrain his freedom in truth，
这样他就对上帝的敬畏产生了继续不断对自由的享受
，and he can enjoy the freedom continually in the fear of God。
这是我们应当有的第一样的惧怕。
This is the first fear we ought to have。
基督徒不但有敬畏上帝的惧怕
，a Christian not only fears God，
基督徒也应当有怕犯罪的惧怕。
He also ought to fear sin.
一个人在过圣洁生活的过程中间
，in the process of holy living，
他会自爱。
A person will take care of himself.
不愿意这些犯罪的肮脏污秽的事情玷污他自己。
And will not want to be stained by sin.
这就是中国人所讲的洁身自好的事情。
The Chinese says that we ought to constrain our lives.
一个新娘等新郎来的时候。
When a bride and groom come,
会不会忘记了就跑去跟小孩子玩泥巴呢
？Will they suddenly forget in the midst of a wedding and go and play with the children?
玩到一半，新郎车来了。
And suddenly the bride is here.
快快上车！你糟糕了，我要换衣服，因为脏得不得了。
And then the groom says, "Oh, I've been playing with the kids. I'm dirty."
一个新郎很不自由。
A groom is not free.
因为他一穿上新郎衣以后呢，他动也不动，跑也不跑，谁正坐都不敢歪来歪去，他就保持整洁，保持工整，保持完全没有玷污。
Because once he put on his wedding suit, he has to be very careful and not be dirty.
我们用这种惧怕的心，不要犯罪，我们就等候我们的主再来。
We ought to have this sort of attitude and not sin and wait for our Lord to come.
所以基督徒有对神的敬畏。
And so the Christian has fear of God,
对律法的尊重
and respect the law of God.
对上帝的诫命带来我们的圣洁跟自由的这种信仰
and the faith in the freedom that God's law gives us.
这种惧怕是圣洁的
This fear is holy.
基督徒第二样对犯罪的惧怕
And the second fear towards sin.
为什么我们怕犯罪呢
Why should we be afraid of sin?
是不是我们信主的变成胆子小得不得了这个不敢犯那个不敢犯不敢做呢
Is it because after we become Christians, we become timid?
因为我们爱惜我们圣洁的地位。
But actually, it's because we love this holy existence.
因为我们尊重为我们流出宝血的耶稣基督的恩典。
We honor the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ who bled for us.
惧怕犯罪不是出于对罪怕，以至于变成懦夫，不是的。
So we fear sinning not because we are timid and cowardly.
对罪的惧怕是产生于对圣洁的爱好而来的。
We fear sin because we love holiness.
对罪的惧怕是产生于对神的恩典的宝贵而来的。
We are afraid of sinning because we understand the great grace that's been given to us.
我们也宝贵主给我们的恩典。
The more we treasure the grace of God.
我们回想为我们所做的牺牲。
We will realize that He has sacrificed greatly for us.
更爱惜我们主的恩典。
And then we will treasure the grace He has given to us.
从这个角度去想，我们对罪恶这种我们所应当有的惧怕。
And so we need to have fear of the stain of sin.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当一个基督徒对犯罪有这种惧怕的时候
，When a Christian has such fear towards sinning，
他就勇于持守在圣洁地位中间所应当保守的圣洁生活。
It will be easier for him to lead a holy life that we ought to have.
当我年轻的时候，我思想了耶稣讲的一句话。
When I was young, I thought about what Jesus
said. 那能杀身体不能杀灵魂的人，你不要怕他。
Do not fear those that can kill the body, but not the spirit.
自己叫我们不要怕。
He tells us not to fear.
不要怕逼迫。
Do not be fearful of persecution or difficulty.
不要怕仇敌的攻击。
Or the enemies.
不要怕我们为主要受的苦。
Do not be afraid of suffering.
不要怕，不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
这其中隐藏另一句话：那个能杀你灵魂的，你要怕他。
But fear him who can take away your soul.
对不对呢？那么我就问自己：谁是能杀我们灵魂？
And I ask myself, who can take away my spirit?
用刀把你身体刺死，这个人人都可以做到。
It is easy to kill someone with a knife.
但是能刺死、能够杀灭、毁灭你灵魂的，到底是谁
？But who is the person that can destroy our spirit and soul?
能够毁灭我灵魂的人，是不是魔鬼呢
？Is it Satan?
我告诉你，魔鬼没有这么大的力量。
I tell you, Satan is not so powerful.
所以当你以为魔鬼可怕到这个地步的时候，你是无意之中太过分的尊重他了。
Sometimes we think too much of Satan and we think he's very powerful.
我们不需要为了怕魔鬼，不得不把他尊重到这个地步。
We need not elevate him to such status.
因为他根本没有办法害你损耗你的一丝一毛。
Because he cannot harm even a hair upon your head.
在这个本能欲望的这个天路历程里面
，In the pilgrim's journey，
有一个很好的比喻。
There is an illustration.
当你要走过那条路的时候
，When you had to pass a
certain bridge, 两只狮子就来了。
Two lions.
当你怕得不得了
，When you are very afraid.
后来你发现了，这两只狮子多凶都没有用， 因为他们的天链把他绑住，他怎么冲到中间，还有一条路可以跟你走，他抓不到你。
And in this story, the lions are constrained by chains, so they cannot reach you.
怎么样抓也抓不到你。
No matter how hard.
怎么样咬也咬不到你。
No matter how hard.
怎么冲也不能够脱离那个锁链的距离。
They are constrained by their chains.
所以你就平平安安走过去了。
So in this story, the pilgrim can walk past.
你不但可以平安走过去。
Not only can you do that,
还可以骂他两句。
You can call him. I can disturb the lion.
你回家说有什么好跟我的？
You say, why is that
wrong? 我一点不怕你。
I'm not afraid of you.
所以圣经说呢，撒旦如同吼叫的狮子，在地上走来走去。
So the Bible says Satan is like a roaring lion moving around in the earth.
下面一句很伟大。
And the next verse.
很好。
Beautiful.
你知道讲什么呢？
What did he say?
寻找什么？可吞吃的人。
Seeking after people that he can devour.
那么可吞吃的请举手。
Those who can be devoured, raise your hand.
如果你是可吞吃的。
If you are a person that can be devoured.
那么你怕他。
Then you will be afraid. But if you are not,
那么你不必怕他。
Then you
就这么简单。
It's so simple.
所以我在想一个问题。那时候我大概十七八岁。
See my teens back then.
我不应当怕能杀我灵魂，能杀我身体，不能杀我灵魂的人。
I ought not to be afraid of the person that can kill my physical body only.
那么这句岂不等于说我应当怕那能杀我灵魂的人？
Does it not mean that I ought to fear the person that can take away my soul?
谁是能杀我灵魂的人？
So the question remains, who is this person?
上帝吗？
Is it God?
上帝这么爱我，怎么要杀我的灵魂？
God loves me so much.
魔鬼吗？
What about Satan?
魔鬼又不是全能的，他有能力杀我的灵魂吗？
Satan is not all powerful.
所以我在想，那个到底是讲谁呢？
So I keep asking myself,
到底谁可以杀我的灵魂呢？
Who can kill my soul?
好，现在给你们一分钟彼此讨论啊。现在大家讨论。
You can discuss among yourself.
反正你不讲话的，我请你上来好。
For one minute.
好，快快跟旁边的人讲讲，跟后面的人讲讲，到底谁是可以杀我们灵魂的
？Who is this person that can take away our spirit?
你不讨论就上来了啊！好，我要叫几个人上来了，快快跟旁边的人讲，不要讲今天天气好不好？谁是可以杀我们灵魂的？
Who is this person that can destroy our soul?
谁要回答？
Any answers?
谁可以杀灵魂呢？
Who can kill our soul?
谁？啊？自己？
You,
还有呢？
Ourselves.
自己？他们两个人相差三公尺，讨论的结果都一样的。自己？谁能杀你的灵魂呢？
Who can kill your soul?
就是不敬畏上帝。
It's when you do not
顺从神。
When you do not obey God.
随自己的情欲。
You follow your desire.
自由。
Because of your own freedom.
来走自杀道路的自己。
You move towards suicide.
这是圣经给我们看的很重大的原则。
This is an important principle in the Bible.
自我
，the self，
自由
，freedom，
结果是自杀。
In the end, it's suicide.
没有别人可以杀害你。
No one else can kill your soul.
别人可以毁灭你。
No one else can destroy your soul.
自己可以毁灭你自己。
But you yourself could destroy.
人最大的仇敌不是外界的，是在里面的。
Our greatest enemy is within.
人最大的仇敌甚至不是魔鬼撒旦，是你自己。
Our greatest enemy is not Satan but ourselves.
虽然撒旦比你有更大的属灵的能力。
But although Satan has greater spiritual power.
他是有大能的。
He has great power.
但是圣经说你不可毁谤有能的。
But the Bible says, "Do not despise the Almighty."
不可毁谤这些属灵界里面有能的。
And do not look down on the spiritual powers.
你说什么叫做毁谤有灵有属灵能力的人？
What does this mean?
就是基督徒常常嫁祸于魔鬼，常常哀怨魔鬼做工。
That is Christian always blame Satan for everything.
今天教会其中很可怕的一个失败。
This is one of the great failure of the church.
当我乱的时候呢？
When we are in a mess,
我们为了不使对方伤心啊，不要紧，不要紧，都是魔鬼做工。
In order to comfort each other, we say, "Well, it is a work of Satan."
都是魔鬼做工。
It's all Satan's fault.
意思就是呢，不是你做工，不是我们都很好，要悔改的是他，你不必悔改，我也不必。
In other words, we ought not to repent, but Satan should repent.
你以为这样讲话，那么大家感情就没有伤害？
We think that this is the way to talk about each other.
还有一些传道人很不负责任。
And some preachers are irresponsible.
你要悔改。
They say you ought to repent.
那你问他什么叫做悔改？
And you ask how?
其实你很好，不里面有淫赌博鬼。
And then they say actually you are quite a nice person, but there's a devil of gambling in you.
里面有奸淫鬼。
Or the devil of lust.
还有懒惰鬼。
And the devil of lazy.
从前我小的都唱一首诗歌，叫做人做礼拜有三个鬼。
When I was young, I sang a hymn that says in church we can find three devils.
有懒惰鬼。
The lazy devil. And the devils that criticize. 还
有打瞌睡的鬼。
And the sleepy devils.
所以你一到礼拜堂，你去打瞌睡，因为有毒在打瞌睡的鬼在你里面。
And when you come to church, you fall asleep because the devil of sleep is in you.
这种传道人说什么呢
？This sort of preacher will say.
你要求主赶掉你的毒魔鬼。
Ask God to exorcise this devil.
贪心鬼。
The devil of greed.
喝酒鬼。
The devil of alcohol.
抽烟鬼。
The devil of cigarettes.
这个贪奸淫的鬼。
The devil of lust.
赌博的鬼。
The devil of gambling.
说谎的鬼。
The devil of lies.
把这些赶出去，那你就好了。
When all these exercise, you'll be a good person.
哇，这个道理很好听啊。
It's very biblical.
完全不是圣经的教训。
Completely unbiblical.
圣经说赌博的不是鬼，是你。
The Bible says you are the one who gambles.
犯奸淫的不是鬼，是你。
The one committing adultery is you.
人若认赌博鬼的罪。
If we confess the sins of the devil.
他就得到赦免，没有这样的圣经。
He will be forgiven. We don't see that in the Bible.
人认自己的罪。
The Bible says if we confess our sin.
不要认魔鬼的罪啊。
Not the sins of devil.
你不要认那有能的，那些大能的天使的罪。
And not the sins of the angels.
你要认你自己的罪。
But confess your own sin.
你犯罪的不是鬼，是你。
You are the one who is responsible.
我们许多时候罪上加罪，已经犯罪，再加上毁谤魔鬼的罪。
Sometimes on top of our origin sin, we have the sins of libel against Satan.
有一个故事说呢，一个天使走路的时候，发现路边有一堆黑黑的东西，一直哭，一直哭。
There's a story that says that when an angel was walking, he saw a black form crying.
这个天使就停下来了。
The angel stopped.
你是谁呀、
啊？ And asked,
你为什么在这里哭啊？
Why are you crying?
我是鬼。
The person say, I'm the devil.
鬼还会伤心到这个地步吗？
Why should the devil be
sad? 你哭什么呢？
Sad.
他说我受毁谤。
He said, I've been libeled.
我是诽谤。
Many people libel me.
虽然人家一路诽谤我，我太伤心了。
I'm very sad because everybody blames me.
别人诽谤还有上帝恩典，我被诽谤，上帝没有给我恩典。
When people are blamed, God takes them, but not for me.
天使就问他谁诽谤你
？The angel said, Who blames you?
他说只有一种人常常诽谤我。
He said, There's this certain group of people.
就是那种人。
These people.
每次觉得他们诽谤我。
Every time they say,
是觉得诽谤我很厉害，很厉害。
And today they have libeled me greatly.
天使那种人诽谤你。
The angel said, Who is this people?
那基督徒专门诽谤我。
He said, Are the Christians?
因为他们今天大家都在魔鬼的工作，魔鬼的工作。
The Christians.
我常常工作，但是老实讲，今天我没有工作。
The Christian always says the work of Satan, but today I was resting.
他们一有错就怪在我身上。
When they make mistakes, they always blame me.
那么我受诽谤很痛苦，耶稣又没有赦罪的恩典给我。
And I'm always blamed, and Jesus Christ is not going to say so.
我就苦上加苦了。
So I'm very sad.
你看见没有呢？我不是替魔鬼讲话、
哦、I'm not defending
我要你为自己认罪祷告
But I want you to repent for yourself
你的人最大的仇敌不是外面来是里面
Our greatest enemy is within us
真正毁灭你的灵魂的是你自己
You are the one that will destroy your own soul
当旧约的圣经用一个比用一个真正的事实来教导我们一个比喻的时候
The Bible in the Old Testament taught us about
以色列蒙上帝的恩典
The Israelite received the grace of God
巴勒很不甘愿
And Baal was not happy.
因为有这个民族的存在，我做王就没有安心了。
And he said that because of these people, I am not happy
at all. 上帝若将赐福给他，还要留下什么给我呢
？And what would God give me after He blessed the Israelites?
他知道找一个办法，用政治的手段来毁灭这个民族。
And he wanted to destroy these people in political means.
他叫人带着整车的黄金去耶和华的先知巴兰那里。
And he brought a whole cart of gold into the prophet's
house. 这个先知是不是神呼召做先知？我不知道。
I'm not sure whether this prophet was called by God.
这个先知是有文凭、有学术，是神学院毕业的、正式的这一个先知。
But this was a professional prophet.
他有学位。
And he has a degree.
他被人承认。
People recognize him.
懂得怎样讲上帝的话。
He knows how to talk about the word of God.
大家要找先知，一定找这个人。
They will look for this Baal.
因为他是公认而且政府注册的。
Recognized by the government as prophet.
巴兰叫人去找他的时候。
And so when the king sent for
him. 巴兰啊。
Balaam came.
你是上帝的先知。
You are the prophet of God.
我请你咒诅上帝的百姓。
Curse the people of God.
如果你为我咒诅他们
，If you curse them for me,
你的祷告上帝会听的。
I know God will hear your prayer.
当你真的咒诅他们以后呢
？And after God curses them,
整车的黄金都给你。
I give you all this gold.
巴勒一边做先知，一边讲做先知这几十年也没这么多黄金。
And Balaam has thought that, wow, this is a good deal.
主啊，你既然差派他来
，Since the Lord has sent the king，
给我穷一辈子的先知有发财的一次机会。
Now I may be prosperous。
我感谢主，因为你的恩典是超过所想所求的。
I give you thanks because your grace is more than sufficient for me。
我要咒诅他们。
Okay, I'll curse them。
因为看到这些金子
，Because he saw the gold，
他就左右他自己的心智。
His heart was changed。
他就动摇他的侍奉。
And his ministry was shaken.
你注意听这句话。
Listen to this carefully.
开口咒诅以色列。
And he cursed the Israelites.
只要巴勒听见他咒诅以色列，黄金付他他的。
So that he can receive all the gold that the king has prepared for him.
开口的时候呢
？But once he opened his mouth,
上帝的灵控制了他的舌头。
The spirit of God controlled his tongue.
上帝的灵转变了他的话语。
And changed his word.
他的每一句都祝福以色列。
And the cursing become a blessing.
他咒诅不成，反成祝福。
Instead of cursing, they were blessed.
是巴勒在旁边看。
And the king has observed.
他说：“你这个又要黄金，又发神经。
”Instead of you're taking my gold for nothing.
开口一直对以色列人求恩。
You are always asking for the Israelites.
你是祝福以色列。
I ask you to curse them.
你在那祝福以色列。
Are you are blessing them?
大发脾气。
So the king was angry.
黄金不给他了。
And there was no gold.
心里想
，Any thought?
这个我告诉你，做生意的人想来想去都是利害关系。
Like a businessman.
怎么会开口祝福不咒诅呢
？Why did the cursing become blessings?
一定是黄金不够。
He thought maybe there's
not enough gold. 这个想来想去想他自己的。
And that was his conclusion.
他没有办法悔改的。
He could not repent.
眼前真正悔改也只有上帝的恩典。
We see that even true repentance comes from the grace of God.
更多的黄金。
So he gave more gold.
更多的车。
More cars of gold.
再去引诱他。
To seduce the
people. 第二次，
我
第一次。怎么已经进到门口而不成
？But the first time there was no success.
眼巴巴看见那个黄金再带回去。
And the prophet saw that the gold.
主啊，做你的仆人真苦，你永远给我这么穷。
Oh Lord, it's difficult to be your servant. I'm always so poor.
我一边做牧师，一边买彩票，发一次也不要紧啊。
As a pastor, I can buy lottery ticket and maybe strike even once.
我一边做传道，一边贪污一次也不要紧，反正你的名也没有受到羞辱。
As a preacher, I can be corrupted once or twice. It doesn't mean anything.
所以他第二次来的时候
，When the king came the second time,
感谢主，主的恩典实在有余，有第二次的机会。
The prophet must have said, "Thanks be to God, I got another chance."
一定要好好做主一次。
Must now, I must curse.
那一天大概伤风，嘴巴不清楚。讲不出来。
But that day maybe he had the flu.
他再咒诅的时候
，When he try again，
上帝又转变变成祝福。
Again God changed.
又转变变成
blessings。
这一而再，再而三。
It happens many times.
结果巴勒大发脾气。
In the end, the king was angry.
就不跟他来往了。
And did not continue with him.
但是他呢
？But the prophet.
巴勒，你不要我，我还要你啊。
Said that he still need the king.
我的文凭是传道。
Because I'm a professional preacher.
我的知识是神仙编的。
And I have knowledge from the seminary.
这份是上帝的先知。
I am the servant of God.
我的心意是想赚钱。
But I want the money.
我不管以色列不以色列。
I'm not caring about
Israel. 我不管他们死不死。
Or whether they talk or
not. 最重要是我。
I am most important.
不公则不是牧人。
And this is a hired hand, not the shepherd.
他想一个办法。
So he thought of a way.
圣洁的上帝。
Oh, holy God.
公义的上帝。
Righteous God.
祭邪的上帝。
The God that is evil.
他一定不能忍受他的百姓犯罪。
Surely he will not stand at his people sinning.
这样公义的上帝
，such a righteous God,
一定不偏待人。
Will not be biased.
如果他自己的百姓也犯罪
，if his own people sin,
他一定会刑罚他。
He will punish them.
等到神的刑罚来到的时候
，when God's punishment comes,
许多的黄金就是我的了。
I will earn all this gold.
我现在不必祝福
，so I need not a blessing.
我也不必咒诅
，or curse.
我只要施行诡计，然后把我的诡计预告给巴勒王。
All I had to do is to tell the king my scheme.
我有办法了。
Then I will have this scheme.
一下子他们就出事法了。
I will teach them to go the wrong way.
黄金预备好。
Prepare the gold.
你看他用什么办法呢
？What sort of method did he use?
输出妓女。
He used the prostitutes of the pagans.
让妓女进到以色列人的营的中间去。
And ask the prostitutes to go to be among the Israelites.
大概自己挑选，壁纸这么高才可以去。
And probably he selected them himself.
身材这么好的才可以进去。
And selected the most beautiful ones.
又老又胖的停在家里。
He didn't want the old ones.
年轻嫩白的送过去。
And send the beautiful ones.
所以这是妓女一直源源不绝地运到以色列中。
And he kept supplying the Israelites with the prostitutes.
以色列人住在旷野很久了。
The Israelites were in the wilderness for many years.
以色列人看到这些美丽的迦南的女子。
When he saw the Canaanites,
他们动了淫念。
They were lusty.
上帝的百姓还是人。
The people of God are human.
上帝拯救的人还在地上。
The people that are saved are still on
earth. 灵魂得救的人还有身体啊。
Although they are saved spiritually, they have a body.
这以色列人看见美丽的女子。
When the Israelites saw this beautiful woman,
他们就动了一念。
They had the lustful thoughts.
他忘记了什么十条诫命。
And they forgot the Ten Commandments.
什么叫做敬畏耶和华。
Or to fear God.
他们就放弃奸淫来了。
And they committed adultery.
奸淫一放出去的时候。
When the sin was committed.
圣洁的上帝。
The Holy God,
天上降下刑罚给他们
，punish them from heaven.
哦，可怕了
！It was horrifying.
瘟疫传染，传染，传染不停。
The plague came among the people.
在这个痛苦的环境中间
，in such a horrifying environment,
神照样刑罚他的百姓。
God punished
people. 为什么呢？因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
你不要以为你是基督徒
，do not think that you are Christian.
你可以逃避上帝的审判。
You will escape the punishment of God.
你的审判。要从上帝的家开始。
The Bible says punishment, judgment will start from the house of God.
巴兰在巴黎，你看见没有
？And so the prophet said,
你看见没有
？Can you see?
巴兰说，我看见了。
And the king God said, I see.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
从这个教训告诉我们
，From this illustration,
我们最大的仇敌不是魔鬼，最大的仇敌是自己跟外面沟通。
We see that the greatest enemy is not Satan, but ourselves who compromise with the world.
如果你们没有内奸。
If you do not have evil in your heart,
你没办法跟外地串通。
The enemies without will not be able to harm.
这个后来在雅各书里面讲的最清楚的。
The book of James tells us clearly.
你们不要说我是受试探。
Do not say that you have been tempted.
雅各说人受试的时候，自己的里面的私欲所试探。
James says that you sin because of your own evil desire.
私欲怀胎就生出罪来。
And sin comes from your own selfish desire.
罪长成就生出死来。
And sin comes forth.
这样在耶稣的教训里面更清楚地用一个表示出来。
Jesus gave us a clearer illustration.
人若不舍己，就不能做我的门徒。
You cannot be my disciples unless you deny yourself.
Deny yourself.
你要舍己。
That's the starting point of doing the will of God.
这就是遵循上帝旨意的
第一步。Deny yourself.
你要舍己。
That's the principle of following Jesus Christ.
就是跟随耶稣的总原则。
Deny yourself.
你要舍己。
It's a basic demand.Of being the disciple of Jesus Christ,
就是成为耶稣的门徒的最基要的这个条件。
这是没有一个宗教比基督教讲得更清楚的。
No other faith explains this clearer.
仇敌在哪里
？Where is the enemy?
在你里面。
It is within you.
那能杀身体，不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
Do not be afraid of those that can kill you physically.
罗马帝国算什么
？What is the Roman Empire?
共产主义算什么
？What is communism?
回教祈祷团算什么
？What are the Muslim terrorists?
炸弹自杀的那些恐怖分子算什么
？And all these suicide bombers，
他们只能杀你的身体，不能杀你的灵魂。
They are nothing because they can only kill you physically。
那能杀你们灵魂的，你要怕他
？But be afraid of that which can kill your soul。
谁是能杀你们灵魂
？Who can destroy your soul？
就是你自己的放纵
，You yourself。
你自己不怕犯罪
，You your lack of fear of sin。
这是最可怕的事情。
This is most frightening.
基督徒应该有怎么样的惧怕呢
？What sort of fear does Christian need to have?
对神的敬畏。
The first one, the fear of God.
对神的命令的敬爱。
The love for the commands of God.
对律法的尊重。
The respect for the laws.
因为律法里面是从神爱的动机赐下来的。
The laws come from the love of God.
而律法的诫命的总归就是爱。
And the summary of the law is love.
律法中所隐藏的就是上帝的圣洁、公义跟良善的三大本质。
And the law contains the righteousness of God, His holiness, and His love.
一个敬畏神的人
，a person that loves God,
尊重神的命令
，will honor His laws.
一个爱神的人
，a person who truly loves God,
遵守神的命令
，will follow His commandments.
因为他清楚从敬畏看见，命令给我们的范围限制，就是命令对我自由的保障。
He knows that from His love of God, that the constraint of the law is a guarantee of my freedom.
真正有这样惧怕的人
，a person with such a fear of God,
惧怕是圣化的感觉
，will have this holy fear.
第二，你惧怕犯罪
，secondly, you need to be afraid of sinning.
这是圣化的感觉。
This is a holy emotion.
第三
，thirdly,
你应当惧怕的是什么呢
？What should you be afraid of?
你要惧怕使圣灵担忧。
You ought to be afraid of grieving the Holy Spirit.
不要使圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为你原是受了他印记等候得赎的日子来。
Because you have been sealed by Him till the day of redemption.
一个好的孩子。
A good child.
很怕他的妈妈为他痛苦。
Is afraid of grieving his parents.
一个好的学生。
A good student.
很怕老师对他失望。
Is afraid of disappointing his teacher.
一个好的基督徒。
A good Christian.
怕圣灵在我们里面担忧。
Is afraid of grieving the Holy Spirit.
圣灵如同伟大的母亲。
The Holy Spirit is like a great mother.
把婴孩生下来以后。
After giving birth to a child.
应该是幸福才是他的幸福。
The blessings and the happiness of the child becomes her joy.
婴孩健康是他喜乐的原因。
The health of the child becomes her joy.
婴孩正常的发展是他的盼望。
The normal development of the child is
her joy. 婴孩在重病的时候。
But when a child is sick.
婴孩不能长大的时候。
When a child cannot grow normally.
母亲就天天忧愁。
The mother will grieve every day.
天天伤心。
And be sad every day.
神的灵就像这样。
The Spirit of God is the same.
所以保罗说：“你们不要叫上帝的圣灵担忧。”
The Apostle Paul says, "Do not grieve the Spirit of God."
你们原是得了他印记等候的救赎的日子来。
Because you have received His mark for the day of redemption.
因为我们做基督徒的
，as Christians,
我们天怕，地不怕。
We are not afraid of many things.
我们怕神的话语。
But we ought to be afraid of the word of
God. 我们怕神的威严。
We ought to be afraid of God.
我们怕得罪灭亡。
We ought to be afraid of sin and
death. 我们怕自己毁灭自己。
We ought to be afraid of self-destruction.
我们怕叫上帝的灵担忧。
We ought to be afraid of grieving the Spirit of God.
第三种的惧怕。
This is the third fear.
第四种圣洁的惧怕是什么？
The fourth holy fear.
我们惧怕别人因我们绊倒。
We ought to fear that others will fall because of us.
你说我不是有自由吗？
Do we not have freedom?
我不是在基督里面享受的自由吗？
Can't we enjoy freedom in Christ?
当你的自由是别人绊倒的时候，
But because of your freedom, if others fall,
请问你爱他的良心到底有没有产生忧伤？
Do you become sad because you love this person?
如果有人的灵性因为你跌倒，
If someone falls spiritually because of you,
有人的信仰因为你失去，
If they lose their faith because of your actions,
他们有人的信心因为你变成软弱。
If they are weak, their faith becomes weak because of you.
有人因为你错误的言行代表，使他们变成失去他们的道德。
If some people lose their ethics because of your wrong words,
你没有责任吗？
Are you not responsible?
保罗说：“谁软弱，我不软弱。”
The Apostle Paul says that he shares in the weakness of others.
有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？
And he's anxious over the fall of others.
这个人与人之间的很严肃的责任感。
We have firm responsibility between each other.
唯恐别人从我的灾祸。
That others may not fall because of me.
唯恐别人因我被绊倒。
That others may not suffer because of me.
这种的惧怕是圣徒应当有的圣洁的惧怕。
This ought to be the holy fear of the saints.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们可以完全不顾别人受我们什么坏的影响。
Can we just ignore the influence of others?
在今天的很多的基督徒是这样。
This is the case for many.
更像一个医生
，like a doctor，
很怕放错药给人医死了。
He's always afraid of wrong prescription for his patient.
为了展示谨慎
，so he will be very cautious.
不随便不对症而下药。
And he will prescribe the medicine correctly.
他要非常注意侦查的，对不对
？He will take note of all the details.
非常注意自己的开刀是不是正式，好好照顾他们。
And if he has a surgery, he will make sure everything is done properly.
这些的态度
，such attitude，
隐藏着某一种圣洁的惧怕
，contains certain holy fear.
这是我们每一个人都应当有的。
This is what we all ought to have.
有一次在西班牙的铁路里面。
Once in a railway in Spain,
这个火车厢里有一个很老的人，八十多岁。
There was a person who was in his 80s in the car.
他那个年轻的人说
，He said to a young person,
我要在某一站哈，请你提醒我，免得我睡觉爬不起来。站到了，你一定要叫我，告诉我是哪一站，我才下去，不走错站。
Remind me of this particular station when we reach there. Tell me so that I will not miss.
我很明白这个，因为我已经年纪比较大了，好几次车到了我还在睡觉。
I understand this because sometimes I fall asleep and I miss my station.
前两个月就在吉隆坡有一次。
2 months ago in Kuala Lumpur, this happened.
车快要到了。
The train was about to reach.
我一没事情的时候眼睛一闭就睡去了。
I fell asleep.
等车到的时候。
When the station arrived,
一个人都没有，不知道在哪里。
I didn't know where I was.
右边左边都不是车站。
It doesn't look like the station.
一个人都没有。
No one was there.
静静在那边。
And I went there.
那我怎么办呢？
What would you
do? 我就走去开门。
I opened the door.
就不能开哦。
You couldn't open.
那我已经到了吉隆坡，或者跑到什么波西了，我都不知道。
So I don't know where I was.
不久有一个远远走过来，在车里面。
And then that person came.
在校车的。
He was cleaning the
car. 原来这个车到了站了，要从头弄清洁，肮脏的垃圾都堆掉，全部上好了，喷了毒药，然后再走回去。
Because it has reached the terminal and the cleaning lady was there.
人都没有了，在这喷毒药的时候，我就是被喷的一个。
And they were spraying all the insecticide and I was right there.
我等会到吉隆坡现在在哪里啊
？And I asked this person, I'm supposed to
arrive. 他们刚刚过不久，等着我们回去，你到那边再出去。
He said that well later on the car will move again.
我体会那个老人家。
So I understand this old person.
到的时候告诉我啊。
Who reminded the young man? Tell me when we reach there.
其实我免得我睡觉过了站了、啊。
Because I may sleep and overslept.
那你现在试试，我一定告诉，我一定告诉你。
And the young person say, okay, I'll do that.
大概有13站。
There are 13 stations.
一站过去，一站过去，一站过去。
Station by station, well line.
第12站过的时候。
By the 12th station.
这个年轻人真的很注意，再停一次就是他下去。
The young person know that the next station is it.
所以在这个冰天雪地的夜中间，咕噜噜噜噜一直走。
The train was traveling in the darkness of winter.
第13次停的时候。
When it stopped at the 13th station.
他就说：“老伯母啊。”
The young person says, "Wake up."
第13站，你下去了。
This is your station.
下去了。老伯伯，谢谢你，谢谢你。
And the person says, 实
在是，我也算也是第13。
Thank you, I counted correctly.
他拿着一些的东西。
And he took his baggage.
就从车上就下去。
And came down.
停，就有这个车在走。
And then the train moved on.
在走的时候呢
？When he left,
大概过了20公里。
After 20 miles, 20 kilometers. When he stopped again,
这年轻人看，糟糕了。这个才是那个站。
The young person realized that it was the wrong station.
你不要笑啊！
不要
笑。因为那已经20公里了。
Because 20 kilometers had gone by.
那个站根本不是站。
It was not a station.
是铁轨不好，火车停一下。
And the train stopped for a while because of the track.
这个年轻人说下去吧。
And the young person was mistaken.
这第13次的站了。
And asked the old person to leave.
老人家下去。
And the old man went down.
现在一直走20公里，他就发现糟糕了。
And the young person realized he made a big mistake.
我讲错了。
I was wrong.
但是已经20公里了。
But it was 20 kilometers later.
在那个城跟这个城中间是没有小镇。
There are no villages in between.
是半路过路停下来
了。It was just a sudden stop.
他才注意看。
And he looked back.
温度是零下20度。
It was 20 degrees below zero.
那个70多岁的老人家。
And the old man was in his 70s.
就停在冰天雪地的半路中间。
And he was abandoned in the middle of nowhere.
可能要再等五六个钟头才有别的火车。
The next train will come 5 hours later.
他一直想，一直想。
那 young people thought about that.
我车回去吧。
Maybe the train should go back.
我车不能回去。
But the train will not turn around.
到那边去。
But there are no other trains.
一天只有两次。
Only twice a day.
他在那边很难过。
So he was very sad.
从那一天开始
，from that day onwards，
到他死的一天
，till the day he died，
他有一个不平安在心里。
He did not have peace in his
heart. 那个老人家死在血里面。
Because he knew the old man would die.
不过因为我讲错话。
Because he said the wrong thing.
我指错地点。
And gave him the wrong direction.
我以为是对的，不对。
I thought it was right, but it was not.
这件事啊，我度过了以后呢，几十年我没有忘记。
After I read this story, I've never forgotten it for the past decades.
后来就提醒我。
It reminded me,
唐崇庸你讲到的时候
that when Stephen Tong preached,
如果你讲错，人家不上天堂下地狱怎么办？
If they go to hell because of you, what will happen to you?
你指错了。
If you point the wrong direction to
them, 接错了圣经。
When you explain the Bible wrongly,
人冻死了。
When people freeze to death,
为了你怎么办呢？
Because of you.
所以我从年轻，
So since I was young,
谨慎好好解经。
I have been very cautious with the Bible.
谨慎的好好讲道。
And I have been preaching
correctly. 主啊，不让我讲错，害死别人的灵性。
Oh Lord, help me to preach correctly that other spirituality may not be damaged.
做老师的随便教。
A teacher may teach in a haphazard manner.
害死别人生的孩子。
Maybe you will harm other children.
做医生的随便下药。
If a doctor takes his job haphazardly.
害死别人以后的生命。
Patients may die.
做传道的随便解经。
If a preacher preaches in any way he wants.
使人的信仰走错路。
People may move in the wrong journey of faith.
我们的责任多么大！
We had great responsibility for you.
应该有这样的惧怕。
We ought to fear such things.
一生一世要有这样的惧怕。
We ought to fear this for the rest of our life.
主啊，我敬畏你。
Oh Lord, I fear you.
主啊，我怕犯罪。
Oh Lord, I fear sinning.
主啊，我尊重你的律法。
Oh Lord, I honor your law.
主啊，我爱你的命令。
Oh Lord, I love your commands.
遵守你的诫命。
I follow your commands.
主啊，我怕叫你的圣灵担忧。
Oh Lord, I fear grieving the Holy Spirit.
还有什么呢？主啊，我怕无意中害了别人。
And O Lord, I fear causing others to fall.
绊倒别人。
That they may be harmed by
them. 耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
绊倒人的事是难免的。
We may not escape making others
fall. 感谢主，你这么了解我。
We say, oh, Lord, thank you.
我当然软弱会绊倒人，因为你也知道绊倒人是难免。
Because you say that it is inevitable that people may fall because of us.
难免的对吗？是
，Yes,
难免的。
You cannot escape.
不过耶稣说
，But Jesus said,
那绊倒人的人有灾祸的。
Woe be to him that causes others to fall.
口有个大石头绑在他的颈项上，让他一同死在海里。
It is better that a millstone be tied to his neck and he
be thrown into the sea. 犹大，
犹大，犹大，
你宁可没有生在世界上更好。
Be it that you are not born in the world.
这句话是创造犹大的耶稣基督亲口讲的话。
This was spoken by Jesus Christ who created Judah.
绊倒人的事是不能免的。
You cannot avoid causing others to fall.
绊倒的人有灾祸了。
But woe be to him who causes others to fall.
你惧怕吗？
Are you not afraid?
主啊帮助我。
Oh Lord, help me.
给我活着的一天。
Therefore, every day I live.
对人有帮助。
That I may be a help for others. For every day I live.
我讲的话造就人。
The words will be edifying to others.
一言兴邦，一言丧国。
A single sentence can prosper a nation or destroy it.
有时候我们不小心讲一些批判的话，人就因此死了。
Sometimes because of our critical words, people die. Some people's faith are lost because we just explain the Bible in any way we want.
基督徒应该有惧怕吗？
So Christians fear?
有。
Yes.
应该。
We ought to
什么惧怕呢？
What sort of fear?
怕人因我绊倒。
We ought to fear others from falling.
怕我无意伤人。
That we may harm others indirectly.
中国人说呢，我虽不杀百人。百人却因我而死。
The Chinese says that sometimes our intentions may be good, but others may be harmed by us.
我无意害别人。
It may be indirect. 但
别人真的给我害了。
If they are harmed by us.
就这样害了。
Just simply like that.
你随便掉丢一个香蕉皮。
If you just throw a banana skin.
你丢得很好，姿势。
You may throw it in a very nice way.
线条好像无，这个非常流线的线条。
And the banana skin may fly in a beautiful way.
然后你走了。
And then you walk away.
过两分钟以后
，Two minutes later，
一个八十岁的老人走过去，一滑倒，就受惊的人就死了。
An 80-year-old person may fall because of your banana skin and die.
我虽不杀白人
，although it was not my intention to harm him，
白人 it was，
but he will die because of my action.
台北有个青年人
，In Taipei there was a young person，
开一辆车
，who was driving，
高兴得不得了
，he was very happy driving，
刚刚从成功大学。他刚刚毕业几天
，He just graduated from the university.
后来后面一辆车开很快，砰，把他一撞，就把他撞死。
And there was a car that was speeding behind and crashed on him and he died.
报纸登出来
，The newspaper had
撞死他的那个人
，The person that killed him
喝了烈酒以后开车的人
，was a drunken driver.
当他醒过来的时候
，When he awoke，
看见他撞的人已经死了。
He realized that he has killed someone.
他的爸爸在那个孩子的旁边。
And the father of the student was
there. 我只有一个孩子。
Who was crying and wailing away.
从小辛苦养大。
That I only have one son.
他是我真正的盼望。
He was my only hope.
他刚刚大学毕业两天。
He just graduated 2 days ago.
考全校第一名。
He was first in the
queue. 就给这个酒鬼撞死。
And now this drunk has
我的命啊，我的命啊
！Oh, woe be to me！
大哭捶胸。
And the father was wailing
away. 报纸登出来。
It was in the news.
我看了，我的眼睛也红起来。
When I saw that, I had tears in my eyes.
我感到很难过。
I was very sad.
这是不测风云。
This is sudden.
这是战祸。
Suddenly there was a disaster.
这怎么拒绝呢
？Cannot be rejected.
可以的。
Can you reject?
只要那个人不要酒后开车就可以。
It was very simple, so long as you do not drive when you are drunk.
青年人
，young people，
你很讲究你的自由吗
？You like your freedom?
你知道不知道，你一不小心有多少人一命被你害死
？Do you not know that a single mistake can cause harm to many people?
从今天开始
，from today onwards，
你需要这种圣洁的感情。
You need such holy emotions.
惧怕对人不利
，to fear causing others to fear fall.
惧怕危害社会。
Fear of you cause harm to the society.
为了你赚钱
，just because you want to make money.
你卖毒品
，you may sell drugs.
多少人的家庭因为你破裂，你知道
？Many families will be destroyed.
为了你自己的安全
，for your own safety.
随便讲一句骗话
，maybe you just lie.
别人为你坐监牢，你知道不知道
？Others may go to jail because of you.
许多这一类的事
，many such things.
看到你们聪明人出类拔萃，举一反三。
Let us all be wise about this and think deeply into it.
我们应当有一些惧怕。
We ought to have healthy fear.
为别人的缘故
For others.
好好做人。
Let us lead an upright
life. 为别人受造的缘故。
For edifying others.
谨慎其言行。
Let us be careful with our words and actions.
世界上有两种人。
There are two types of people in the world.
所到之处一定使人受灾殃。
One sort of people will bring harm wherever he goes.
另外一种人。
The second type,
无论他见什么人跟什么人讲话，一定叫别人得到益处。
Becomes a blessing to whomever he meets.
请问你是哪一种基督徒？
The question is, what sort of Christian are you?
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
我们既然敢挂教会的招牌，
Since we dare to put up a signboard for the church,
我既然称自己为基督徒，
Since we dare to proclaim ourselves as Christian,
要叫别人从我们的身上看见上帝的荣耀。
May others see from us the glory of God.
别人从我身上得着福音的好处，
that they may receive the goodness of the gospel.
为了达到这一点，
in order to do this,
你需要一种圣洁的惧怕。
We need holy fear.
主啊，我怕得罪。
Oh Lord, I'm afraid of sinning against you.
我也怕伤害自己。
I'm afraid of harming my spirituality.
更怕别人使我受灾。
I'm also afraid of making others fall.
最后一样，
the last one,
惧怕建立错误的形象跟不好的传统。
We ought to be afraid of building the wrong image or tradition.
许多时候我们不小心的时候，
Many a times when we are not careful,
我们以为这个可以那个可以，
We say, well, we can do this, we can do that.
别人就照样学样，
And others will just follow.
所以历史上也没办法再清白了。
And then we cannot turn around in the history.
一个金赛博士，
A person who has a PhD,
Kinsey 在美国产生了性革命，
brought about the sexual revolution.
一个罗素博士 Bertrand Russell,
and Bertrand Russell
在英国的试行四分制度，
advocated that we ought to have a trial in marriage.
使全世界结婚以前性行为的泛滥成为二十世纪最重要的道德堕落的内容之一。
And these people become the people who are responsible for the decadence in the 20th century.
这些人是真正历史的罪人。
These are true sinners in the history of men.
这些人把性这样圣洁，把婚姻这样尊贵的事，把它践踏，把它当作玩耍的事情。
They despise sexuality and marriage, such sacred institutions.
现在在西方
，in the West today，
甚至在这样进步的新加坡
，or even in very advanced Singapore，
除了敬畏神跟有神特别保守的这个自然恩惠的人。
Other than people who fear God and people whom God has protected specially,
可能80%的人分结婚的时候已经不是处女，已经不是处男。
Probably 80% of people are no longer virgins at the night of their wedding.
No matter you are consciously or unconscious,
不管你是在意或者不在意。
You are culture maker.
你是这个文化的制造者。
我们无形中在制造文化。
No matter whether indirectly or directly,
你怎么讲话
？No matter the way you speak,
影响别人讲话的态度。
It will influence the way others speak.
你讲哪种话
？The things that you say,
影响别人造你有个新的传统出来。
Will also bring about some people following what you say.
我们应当怕什么
？What should we be afraid of?
应当怕错误的传统。
We should be afraid of the wrong traditions.
从我开始
，because of us.
不顺从真理的态度
，the attitude that does not follow the truth.
从我开始。
May come from us.
败坏的青年，
the decadent youth,
尊我为师，
may come because they learn from me.
我应当怕什么？
What should I be afraid of?
怕我带来一个不对的运动。
I should be afraid that I may brought about wrong movement.
历史中间最伟大的传统变成异端邪说。
That the greatest tradition in the world becomes heretical.
请问年轻人从你学到什么？
What would a young person learn from you?
你的朋友从你学到什么？
What about your friends?
你的儿女从你身上看到什么？
What would your children see in you?
最近我越来越发现一件事情很重要。
Recently, I discovered something that is important.
就是没有受过苦的父母教孩子的时候没有材料。
That parents who have never actually suffered do not know how to teach their children.
所有的教育的材料都是从书本搬过来的。
Because everything they teach comes from the book.
没有办法从心里面挤出来。
They cannot squeeze out from their experiences in
life. 真正受苦的人。
But a person who has truly suffered,
叫他的孩子要奋斗 那个精神没有办法从学校取来的。
We encourage their child to strive, and you cannot learn that from school.
所以，如果人给你有受苦的经验，你感谢上帝。
So you have to give thanks to God if you have the experience of suffering.
神真的预备你成为一个可以教导孩子有资格的教育工作者。
He is preparing you to be qualified to teach the next generation.
神许可我们做很多事情，你要感谢主。
If the Lord allow you to be tried, you ought to give thanks.
没有受过苦练的传道，你上台的时候。就是从书里的知识搬到别人的耳朵里。
A preacher that has never suffered will just cut and paste from books.
那真正的内容
，the true content，
教导的实质
，the contents that you can teach others，
出于生命，更多于出于生活
，comes from the life and from our living，
出于生活多过出于头脑
，it comes more from the living than from our mind，
出于知识的真理过于出于空想的理论。
It comes from the truth more than imagination.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我现在还有许多可以谈的。
There are many more things to talk about.
今天我已经把很重要的几点提出来了。
But I have given to you important principles this evening.
其他的方面，我相信圣灵会光照你、教导你、启发你、带领你，使你更深入地明白圣经对我们要求是什么。
And I do believe the Holy Spirit will illuminate you to teach you and guide you that you may understand the truth of God.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all stand up.
十字架。